Hundreds of local families who stock their kitchens with help from Feeding South Dakota can now add milk to their cereal. That's thanks to a drive that motivated individuals and businesses to donate 10,300 gallons of milk. People filling their carts during September paid extra to send milk to Feeding South Dakota. Their donations are now out for delivery. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
Monday, a refrigerated truck backed up to the Feeding South Dakota building. 400 gallons rolled out of the cooler and into the warehouse. The milk is the first installment of more than 10,000 gallons. Matt Gasson is executive director of Feeding South Dakota.
I don't know the last time you go to the store and buy a gallon of milk, but, you know, it's not cheap, really. I mean, it's got a cost to it. So when you're on a budget and you're looking at those things, I think that's one of the things that maybe as you're going through a grocery store that you probably walk past, right? Because you think, well, I don't need milk, I can drink water.
Without this donation, Gasson says Feeding South Dakota rations the milk it offers.
Part of what we have on our shelves is cereal, and we know the cereal is primarily geared towards the children, and we know that dry cereal really stinks, and you really want milk. So we really kind of reserve that for families with children. And then if we had enough, you know, our next priority would be for seniors, because, you know, milk's important to them from both a nutritional standpoint and what it does for their body and bones, those kinds of things.
Gasson says people rarely donate dairy products, in part because there's little overproduction dairy suppliers can contribute. Craig Lehan with Dean Foods Land O'Lakes in Sioux Falls says people checking out at Hy-Vee stores donated gallons with their grocery purchases.
They're able to have milk at their table, and so, you know, their thoughts too, as well as ours, why we put the program on, is we want to get milk into the hands of a lot of kids and family who would like to have milk at their dinner table or breakfast table, but they unfortunately can't.
Hunger advocates say they have trouble getting donations because dairy spoils quickly. Andy Sutton is store director at a Sioux Falls Hy-Vee. He says Feeding South Dakota will receive 400 gallons of milk each week to keep the product fresh.
We're happy to partner with Dean Foods Land O'Lakes so that we can get fresh milk to Feeding South Dakota every week. And it's just a great fundraiser to get that perishable item to the customer.
Hy-Vee and Dean Foods Land O'Lakes each added 1,000 gallons to the donation. Shoppers found encouragement at the checkout and on the radio. Broadcasters with the radio station KBAD motivated people to donate gallons of milk at the stores. Jeff Kohler is known as the Rev on the radio. He says he reminded listeners that people in need often struggle quietly.
Well, it could be the person living next door to you that has three kids that can't afford milk for their cereal in the morning. You know, it could be the grandma down on the corner on your block who doesn't have any milk in her fridge either, you know, and they're not going to come over to you and ask you for it.
The milk drive is part of a national dairy campaign, but supporters say people are generous when donating a local product like milk to local families. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.